It was a surprise announcement Wednesday afternoon. Dixie College head basketball coach Ken Wagner resigned to take the head coaching position at BYU Hawaii. After 5 years and 120 victories, Wagner returns to the islands. Wagner served as an assistant BYU Hawaii coach for 1 year before taking over the Dixie head coaching position. In 5 years, Ken Wagner did not reach the one goal that he had, a second national championship for Dixie College, and that made the decision to leave tough.
That would have been one of the things to keep me here, and yet when I evaluated everything, then you know I felt, well, we'll have the same opportunity to go to nationals just on a different level. But you know, as a coach, you want to be successful, and I think if you felt that it was time to leave because you hadn't accomplished something, then you'd probably be a time to stop coaching.
The new head coach for the Rebels? That announcement also made Wednesday afternoon. Former Dixie College player and this past season an assistant coach with Dixie, Dave Rose. In gratefully accepting the position, Rose made a pledge.
I'll work as hard as I can to keep this program on the level that it's been on and to make Dixie College proud of our athletic program and our basketball team.
And what style of basketball can the fans expect?
My style will be basically very similar to what you've seen. I enjoy pushing the ball up the floor and good pressure defense. I think it's important to bring in good athletes who can play a full court game. I like that style, and I think that's what we'll focus on.
In becoming the new head coach at BYU Hawaii, Ken Wagner replaces Chick Hess, who was let go earlier this week. Also, Rob Nielsen, former assistant coach at Dixie, will join Ken Wagner at BYU Hawaii campus. A new assistant for the new head man at Dixie, Dave Rose, will be named later. Once again, Ken Wagner resigns at Dixie to take the head coaching position at BYU Hawaii. The new head basketball coach for the Rebels, Dave Rose. Larry Jewell reporting.